So we are joined by the second fastest qualifier, Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford. So I know earlier we kind of talked about what a win here would mean for you this weekend. How does starting second set you up for that?
It helps. I came in here earlier talking about how important qualifying was, and at the time we just got done with practice and we were around 20th in the speed chart, and I was thinking qualifying's important and we're not very fast, but made some good adjustments. The track also changed a lot. It's hard for me to say what was the changes and what was the racetrack. The Xfinity cars ran on that PJ1 a lot and definitely activated it and got the grip definitely up there. So it's hard to, like I said, it's hard for me to say what was what, but overall the car got faster and that's really all I care about. So we were able to get a good start in spots, not the pole. We're a solid 10th off, but we improved every round and getting our car faster. And I think it's the best we've qualified all year. So that's a good sign for us. Hopefully, when we come back here on Saturday, we're able to adjust on our car a little bit and get it to where we can be good on the bottom, be good on the top. And as the track changes, like we just saw, hopefully we're good on both of those, and that's what we'll work on. And hopefully at the end of the day, we're winning the Coca-Cola 600.
We're going to open up the floor for questions. If you have a question, just please raise your hand, and someone will bring you a microphone. And don't forget to state your name and affiliation. Right to Reed.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. Looking at the end cars during qualifying, it looked like you were getting shaken around a lot. And has the track gotten appreciably bumpier since last year? And what's that like for 400 laps?
Yeah. We're on a landfill. My dad was a garbage man. I learned a lot about these things. And these things seem to fall in every now and again. And there's a lot of bumps. This track was bumpy before they repaved it. And, every time we come back here, the bumps are getting worse, and they're, that on top of, we've got the drop heights in the cars, over the last couple of years, obviously, but still, that makes it a little bit stiffer feeling from inside the car. The bumps are, I was talking to Todd in between practice and qualifying. I said, man, I kind of think this is the bumpiest racetrack we go to now. There's no huge big bumps like Vegas has that big tunnel bump and all that. But it's kind of like driving down a cobblestone road. Like, the lefts and the rights don't tie together. The car's shaking back and forth, and it bounces your head around a lot. For sure, it's you're bouncing off the headrest back and forth. And, ride quality is important. There's always a trade-off to that from the aero side and grip side, for some ride quality. So it's a trade-off. Like we always have to try to figure out is how to get that balance right. But that's part of it is, how do we make those right decisions and what will be right for 600 miles. So it's rough. It's brutal in there. But, you got to put up with it if you want to win.
Kenny Bruce, KennyBruce.net. Joey, how much of the results are you guys, what you set the car up for, and how much of it is when you wait to go out during each of the rounds, the gamesmanship? And I mean, if you go out earlier, are you not going to be there? Is it, how much is that going to affect where you wind up?
Yeah, there's a lot of gamesmanship there. I wish I could say it's pure talent, but there's a lot of thought that goes in behind that from my race team and helps me with that. And, every racetrack's a little bit different of when you want to go out there. When you think of tracks like Martinsville or Bristol is different than coming to a Charlotte or Dover, and when you want to go out there and when we think the track is best. And tonight we saw Kyle go right out. I went fairly late in the second round, which we just wanted our tires to cool a little bit more. And the sun's going down, right? So you kind of have those things going for you. But as you wait, more cars go out there and you have dirtier air. The track's fuller. The track might actually gain some temperature because there's cars out there. You have to think about all this stuff. So, it's kind of fun in between qualifying sessions because, you're thinking about your car and what it's going to do from round to round. And then you're thinking about, okay, when's the right time to go out there on the racetrack and get the best race conditions, I guess, out there for your best run you can get. We bounce ideas off of each other. I'm not quite good enough to do it all on my own. So I got to have a good team behind me to help me with that. And, Todd and I and Miles and Logan, our engineers, we all kind of bounce ideas and say, oh, I think this, I think that. And it's good. You know, I mean, I feel like I kind of help with some of the, you know, what I feel down at the end of pit road. And when cars are pulling out there, they can't see all that. And I kind of have an idea of when I think the track is best. And we talk about that before qualifying. We talk about it during qualifying, depending on how our car is and things like that.
Good. Jim?
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. You joked a couple weeks ago with Martin about last year you were chasing the 78, and this year you find yourself chasing the 4. I just wondered, in the last several weeks, do you feel that you guys have been making progress on that? And how far away, I know the sport, you know, things can change on a thinner than a dime, but how far away do you feel from being able to go toe-to-toe?
We're not far. About a tenth. you know, that's all it really takes, too. You know, sport, you know, we're so close all the time. It doesn't take much to flip over and have a car that's better than everybody. And it's all about peaking at the right time. Everyone talks about peaking at the right time. But these days, everyone's showing up with everything they got. It's not like you're holding something in the tank. Every race means so much now, right? I mean, the points that you're able to gain for the playoffs at the Coke 600 is way more important than it used to be, right? It doesn't carry just for the first round when we all said just don't crash and you get through the first round. It's those points carry you through all the way to Miami. So every race is super, super important, and you can't really afford to not bring everything you got every week, which is great. That's the way racing should be. You shouldn't hold out. You should bring the best thing you got every week. Bring your A game, right? Whether it's the car or the driver or the team, you got to bring the best to compete against the best. And, you know, I think that's why you kind of see some cars, you know, are real dominant for a while and it kind of switches back, is everyone's just developing so quickly right now.
Jacob?
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Joey, obviously the Fords have been strong mostly everywhere this year. To see all of the Gibbs cars bring as much fight as they did, at least for qualifying, are you surprised? Do you feel like maybe the Toyotas have found a little bit of something that's bringing it back closer again?
I wouldn't say the Toyotas have been off. I think Kyle's got, what, 3 wins? 4 wins? He got a lot. 3? A lot of wins. I don't think they're off, by no means. You know, I think it's been maybe a little overshadowed because Kevin's won a lot of races here recently. But, you know, I think the Toyotas have been fast the last few years. They've been really quick. The Gibbs cars have been quick. 78's been quick. You know, and now that you see, you know, Kevin, who always has been one of the fastest cars every week, but they found a little bit. I think personally, Penske and the 22 team in general has kind of gotten closer to where we need to be. I'd say we're comparable to where the Gibbs cars are right now, to Team Penske is. You know, I think we're about where that is, but we need to obviously keep improving. Like I said, the development cycle happens so quick that we got to keep improving there. I sure don't hurt. We taking bets on how long it's going to take for him to get up there? Where's the new betting thing? Is that what we're doing now? Is that in the media center? That's funny.
Do I have any final questions? No? All right, thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks, guys.